Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Einar Forsman is your new friend. He's been a friend of mine for a while. Einar works with an organization that, you know, as you all know, is very, very near and dear to my heart, and that's Chamber of Commerce. Einar is the Rockford, Illinois CEO and president of the Rockford, Illinois Chamber of Commerce, and he's had a long career in working in that sort of an organization, having worked as the director of economic and business outreach for Rock Valley College and other jobs like that. And he's joining us now to talk to us about what's going on in Rockford, Illinois, and what's the Chamber of Commerce up to up there. Einar Forsman, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim.
It's good to talk to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
Good to have you here. So, Rockford, Illinois is about an hour and a half or so northwest of Chicago. Is that right?
That's right. And we are not a suburb of Chicago. We are our own metropolitan area.
Right.
And for many years had been the second largest city in Illinois and drifted back to third in the last 10, 15 years.
How big is Rockford?
We're 150,000 population in the city itself, and then about 350,000 in the two-county region.
So you're the third largest MSA in the state, or the third largest is at 150, the third largest city.
Third largest city in the state, and then if you look at about a 45-minute drive around Rockford's radius, we probably have 1.5 million residents because we take in part of Wisconsin then as well.
Right, exactly. How far are you from Wisconsin?
About 15 miles.
Yeah, so there's your geography lesson there, folks. So,
yeah.
What's going on in Rockford? What's the Rockford's claim to fame?
Well, Rockford has been a manufacturing base for years, and in fact, we have bucked the trend with most cities where our manufacturing employment numbers still remain fairly high, and the percentages have drifted down over the generations, but still runs higher than the average in most urban centers in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We've been a city that reinvents its approach towards manufacturing. It started in different industries and has always adapted to new technologies. And currently we serve the aerospace and military market very well with some outstanding companies that work with the aerospace industry in many different fashions.
Right.
We've also been a strong fastener and machine tool industry for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that's going on right now is that there seems to be something called onshoring of manufacturing jobs coming back to the United States that had previously been moved offshore. Are you seeing any of that? Are you benefiting from any of that behavior?
We've experienced quite a bit of that, especially in the area for small orders and job shop type activity, as well as other things that were shipped overseas where they thought prices could be delivered lower. And I think because of the prices and shipping increased over time, as well as quality diminished, the preference was to stay more on the U.S. shores and deal with United States businesses, and Rockford's benefited from that.
Yeah. Any particular sectors you're seeing that you're seeing over there? I mean, I noticed it. I started noticing this resurgence of manufacturing in America, Einar, several years ago when I started seeing more and more small businesses, people starting small manufacturing companies, startups. And so,
go ahead. There's a pretty good history in Rockford of what we call job shops or garage shops forming to support local industry and eventually growing into full-fledged manufacturing companies. And early on with some of the competition from Asia, there was some loss of those jobs, but some of the experience we've seen over time is that, especially in areas of precision manufacturing, overseas could not compete with the quality and the expertise and the innovation skills that local manufacturers had. And so jobs moved back here because of less rework, less reorder, more quality.
Now, you're only 15 miles from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And there have been quite a few changes in Wisconsin that are make it quite a bit different from Illinois, right, with regard to the labor issues.
Labor issues, yes. Wisconsin still overall is a higher tax state than Illinois, which people tend to forget that given a lot of Illinois politics.
That's not in the news a lot, right, exactly.
No, it's not. It's not. And the Illinois politics seem to dominate the news with some of the stuff we can't seem to get done with our legislature.
Right.
But overall, we still are a major transportation hub for the region. We have an outstanding airport. We have the second largest UPS hub in the country here in Rockford.
Now that's an interesting point there. That's a lot of jobs.
It's substantial and just a great, great quality organization for our community. And we have two major interstates, actually three when we count Wisconsin, coming into this area, and we're only an hour away from O'Hare as well. So our transportation and logistics assets are really good. That seems to be an area that we're poised to grow in with logistics going down the road.
Mm-hmm. And so if someone were looking for a place to set up shop, either a small business or something bigger, what would be something that Rockford area could offer them?
Well, we're very focused on good technical skills. We've got an excellent economic development council here in town that can provide great support for international companies wishing to locate in this area or for helping small businesses form and develop. We've got a wonderful incubator program with some highly skilled individuals that have done great work at encouraging innovation and encouraging entrepreneurs and giving them the tools and resources to start their business, including access to SBA funds as well.
Right, and I'm sure you've got plenty of your telecom backbone is pretty robust there too.
Outstanding broadband throughout the region. We've got a major university in Northern Illinois University just down the road from us, and great.
Didn't you guys have a pretty good football team this year?
They did. Had a great football team. In fact, I'm an alumni from there with my master's degree,
and got
to the Orange Bowl, and didn't do as well as we wanted to, but we looked good, and
still,
I think we held ourselves up.
Yeah. You got invited to the show. You got invited to
we
the
did.
Party.
We did. Yeah.
Congratulations. I know you knew we had to get a little football in there somewhere.
That's
hey,
right.
Give us the website of the chamber, Einar.
It's RockfordChamber.com.
So check it out, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Einar, we're going to talk about a big event coming up next week at Rockford, the Rockford Chamber event, and we're going to talk about what the Chamber is doing specifically to help the Rockford small businesses, especially in that area. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.